Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Motivational Monday. We are starting again in Isaiah. We are in chapter 12. Let me begin in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 12, short chapter, 6 verses. I'm going to read the whole chapter. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Praise God and amen. Okay, when reading this, you can just get a euphoric that the Lord is my strength and my song, and it's kind of like a go charge, go fight, win. In reading the Matthew Henry commentary, it posed a very thought-provoking question for me, and I'm offering it for you as well today. Many Christians have God for their strength who do not have them for their song. And I had to stop, pause, and reread that. And then I went back and reread the verse 2 that talks about it on into 3. So let me reread that. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. For He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. So in further reading his commentary, I understood the question he had posed. Do we as Christians know that God can, like, remove us from situations or problems? So we know how to pray to Him when we need Him. Therefore, He is the God of our needed strength. Or is He truly the God of not only our strength, but our song? Meaning, we can draw from the wells of salvation of our Savior and experience overwhelming joy despite our circumstances. That's a whole nother level, which is exactly the name of this podcast. We can choose what overwhelms us. It's a daily choice. I can be overwhelmed by the world. I can be overwhelmed by fear. I can be overwhelmed at work. I can be overwhelmed in a relationship. I can be overwhelmed by finances. I can be overwhelmed by health. Or I can be overwhelmed by joy because of my firm foundation and faith in my God. I can be overwhelmed by trust, overwhelmed by peace, overwhelmed by joy, despite my circumstance. Do you see the difference? So my question for you to continue pondering is He the God of your needed strength, or is He truly also the God of your song that you are able to sing out with joy and thank Him in all circumstances? And that you go on to verse 5 and you sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously, even if you're still awaiting a present answer in a present situation? Are you still able, verse 6, to shout and sing? And are you still able to say, for great is the Holy One of Israel? And that's a question for us each to privately ponder. This cross references to some other verses in the Bible. So let's go there. Let's start with Psalm 9, verse 11. Psalm 9, verse 11. Listen to this. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. What I love about that is it's a call to make it known how God is showing up, has showed up, and that you're claiming he will show up in your life. Talk about it. Share it with somebody. Ask somebody. Ask somebody, what is God doing in your life right now? How are you pursuing God? What does it look like on a weekly, daily basis that you seek God? How are you doing that? Engage with people. Talk about it. Have an accountability partner. Let's look also at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. One of my actual favorite books in the Bible, if you have not read Habakkuk, I would encourage you to. All right, verse 3, 18 and 19. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. And here's what I wrote into my margin from a commentary. Habakkuk didn't get out of crisis. He just got out of his own strength and allowed God to take over. So I'm speaking to someone as I speak to myself through the truth of God's word. If you are in crisis mode, change your perspective and let God in if you haven't already. Those who, when full, enjoyed God in all, and when emptied, sometimes it's harder to enjoy him. But we have to take the perspective of when we are feeling full of blessings, of course we enjoy God. But when we feel emptied and poor, we need to enjoy him even more. That's when our faith is built. We have to redirect our perspective in the situation. God hasn't moved. God hasn't changed. We have to make sure we aren't focused too much on the loss we're experiencing or the cross that we feel we're carrying, and we keep focused on the cross that Jesus died on for us. That is hope. That is holy. That is joy, despite all circumstances. Okay, let's shift to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, let's look first at verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? So that's something else that is a recalibration tool for us. And remember, when we read the word of God, we're seeking his truth. We're seeking evidence of the character and properties and attributes of God. We are also seeking affirmation. We're also seeking conviction, because we are wanting to make sure that we are aligning ourselves the way we think, the way we love, and the way we act with the word of God. And whenever we are out of line, it's no different than us having to correct a child. And when we see someone, we see a child doing something improperly, we simply just have to redirect them. Well, that is what the truth of the word of God is seeking to do, is to redirect us. So look at what Paul's saying to us. Examine yourselves. See whether or not you're living faithfully. Test yourselves. And there's no better test than a problem or a trial or a situation. It's really easy to test your faith when you're in a situation. Jesus lives in us. He lives in us if we are a believer. The Holy Spirit resides with us, a third of the deity. We are being indwelled by the Holy Spirit. That's why I refer to the Holy Spirit as my best friend. He resides with me. And sometimes I can be deceived by Satan's lies in my flesh. So then here's another question. In situations that occur, ask yourself, am I being a believer or a deceiver? And I don't mean you're trying to be deceptive, but are you falling prey to being deceived by lies, or are you centering yourself in the belief of God and His Word? There's only two choices. We either act out of the flesh or we act out of faith. We either act out of ourself or we seek to act out of the Holy Spirit. Two choices. There's no middle ground. We're either sinning or winning. Let's continue to look at 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11, to know more about those powerful characteristics and attributes of God. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. That means aim to be renewed. Ask forgiveness. Seek restoration. Comfort one another. Love. Top priority, love one another. Agree with one another. That's unity. Live in peace, because remember, He's the author of peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's the Trinity. 2 Corinthians 13, 14, closing verse of that whole book. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That is the Trinity, the deity of God. Now let's flip over to Psalm 57, verse 2. Psalm 57, verse 2. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. A question, a reminder for me when I read this verse is, why should I doubt? Why should I ever doubt? Why should I ever worry about the where, when, how, why? If I know the who, my God Most High, that I can cry out to at any time, fulfills His purpose for me. If He already knows what is best for me and what is best to glorify and honor His kingdom, then why or how should I ever doubt? If I am walking and seeking the Spirit and reading and pursuing God's truth, it is really easy for me to doubt when I'm walking in my flesh. So back to the believer, deceiver, we have an option, we have a choice. And for me, centering myself daily, every morning, in the reading and studying of God's Word is a truth tool for me. It helps me align myself with God's purposes for me. If I remind myself, look at 57 verse 3, He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out His steadfast love and His faithfulness. How can I doubt when I can write down in my journal that God is steadfast love and faithfulness? Look up to verse 1, Psalm 57 verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. So therefore I know my God is a God of mercy. For in you my soul takes refuge. So therefore I can journal, He is mercy, He is my refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge. I can hide in God. I can hide all my doubts, my emotions, my fears, my misplaced trust. I can be honest with Him. I can be vulnerable and say, here's where I am, but I know who you are. I'm going to hide all those insecurities and anxieties in the shadow of your wing. I take refuge in you. I'm going to cry out to you, God Most High. And I trust and I have the faith that you will fulfill your purpose for me, because you are steadfast love and faithfulness. So just remember, there is freedom. There is freedom in our faith. The more faith we build out of dedication and discipline to reading and studying the Word of God, the more freedom He promises us. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.